It was Ed Wynn that actually, and I don't know, he bought a newspaper from you as a newspaper
boy? No, I was selling
boy?
Newspapers. I was 9 years old at the time on the corner of 5th and Main in Vincennes, Indiana. This gentleman came up and he said, "What are they doing in this town for excitement?" And I said, "Well, there's a big New York road show in town tonight with a comedian. Ed Wynn is his name." I said, "There's his name up there. It was right across from the theater." And I said, "That's what I'm going to do when I get older. I'm going to try to make people laugh, you know." So he says, "Are you going to see the show tonight?" I said, "No, I don't have that kind of money." He says, "I know the manager of the theater. If you come down, I'll see that you get in." I said, "Well, I got to sell my papers." So I had 3 papers left, and he gave me $1. And papers were only 3 cents a piece in those days. Ooh. And if you tore the headline and the name of the paper off at the top, you take it back. You had to buy the paper for 1.5 cents, see?
Right.
And you have to buy 2 or 3 papers at a time. So I'd buy them and sell them. But if you turn the headline back in, they give you your money back.
Right?
See, they give you money back. So I went home and I told my mother, and I gave her the dollar, and she gave me a dime. She's now, "You come right straight home." So I went down to the theater, and I didn't know if he'd be there or not. She gave me a dime, a nickel for popcorn and a nickel for car fare on the way home. So I go down, and here's this man standing in front of the theater, and I said, "Well, he's a nice fella, see?" So I'm sitting in the balcony. All of a sudden, a body comes through the curtain, and I look real close. I said to the people around me, "That's my friend down there. He got me this." And shh. I said, "No, he got me my seat here." I said, "Shh." They were trying to push me down. So at the intermission, I ran from the balcony down backstage, and all the stagehands knew I was stage struck anyhow, because I already hung around. He says, "Get out of here." And he was standing there. He says, "No, no." He says, "Let him in. Let him in." You remember Ed Wynn at all?
Is that how we talk?
Yes. He said, "Here, come in, come in, come in." He had great jokes, like he said, "Hello." He always carried a telephone with him. "Hello, I'm over at Cabice. Cabice. CBS, Cabice." He said, "You want to come over and see me? You know how to get here? You come down Sunset, you turn on Fairfax." Fairfax is the Jewish neighborhood in Los Angeles. He says, "You come down Fairfax, and you go by all the stores, and when you come to one that doesn't have a salami hanging in the window, that is to be." So he says to me, he says, "How do you like the show?" I says, "Fine." So he says, "You ever seen an audience before?" I says, "No." So he held me up to the asbestos curtain. They had a curtain used to come down for fire
regulations.
So he held me up, and I saw the audience coming back in, and I fell in love with them.
Was that your first
audience?
That's
my family. That's been my family all these years.
How extraordinary.
So he says to me, "Those are called border lights up there. Those are the border lights." He says, "In front of the curtain, there's lights they call footlights. So you want to be a comedian, huh? Well, remember, yes, do comedy. Always say funny things. Not only say funny things, do funny things. But when you say things, say them funny." See?